Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. Lancaster authorities have charged a man in the kidnapping of an 18-year-old Amish woman who went missing nearly 3 weeks ago as she was walking home from church. As KYW's Antoinette Lee reports, the woman has not been found yet, and police are asking for the public's help.
18-year-old Linda Stoltzfus was reported missing by her father after she didn't make it to a youth group she was supposed to attend on June 21st. Surveillance video obtained by police showed Stoltzfus being abducted by someone in a red Kia as she was walking home from church on Beachdale Road in the Bronx area. The Lancaster District Attorney's Office says that car belongs to 34-year-old Justo Smoker. Witnesses in the area say they saw an Amish girl in the passenger side of a vehicle that matched the description of Smoker's on the day of Stoltzfus' abduction. On Friday, investigators searched a rural location where they believe she might have been taken after being kidnapped. They say Smoker's vehicle was seen parked at that location 2 days after she went missing. Investigators also discovered clothing they believe belonged to Stoltzfus buried in the woods. Smoker has been charged with felony kidnapping and a misdemeanor for false imprisonment. Anyone who might have seen Smoker or his red Kia Rio sedan around the time Stoltzfus was abducted is asked to contact police.
You can find a picture of the car and more details on KYW.com. Black students at Philadelphia's Central High School are demanding changes in what they call a culture of racism at the prestigious magnet school. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the school administration has already pledged to take action.
Mariam Sissoko recalls when she was a sophomore at Central High School and she approached a white teacher who commented on her afro.
He made this joke. He was just like, if I stick my finger in an electrical socket, my hair gets just like that. And it was like, what? Like, it's like, you can't say that.
Sissoko, who just graduated from Central, says as the number of black students has dropped below 20%, a culture of racism has advanced. She joined black classmates in developing a list of demands, including changing admissions policies, recruiting more black students for advanced classes, hiring more black teachers, and creating a bridge program for incoming students. Central President Tim McKenna, in a statement, promised to develop a bridge program, hire a full-time climate manager, and to work with student leaders to recruit more black students, among other actions.
McKenna said the school is not shying away from the difficult conversations. Montgomery County officials are rolling out a plan they say has been years in the making, which is designed to ensure anyone arrested and charged with a crime is treated fairly. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwart has more.
Montgomery County President Judge Thomas Del Ritchie says when someone's arrested, they're only accused.
They are not convicted. They do not lose their rights as free citizens of our Commonwealth or of the United States.
Del Ritchie says the court, defenders, prosecutors, and police have been working for years to create a unit that can review all bail decisions to try to ensure fairness. As he points out, pretrial incarceration can cause someone to lose their job, their home, in some cases even their family. Montgomery County Court Administrator and Chair of the County's Criminal Justice Advisory Board, Mike Case, says during the booking process, there will be an interview to determine what Case describes as the least restrictive conditions that ensure two key factors.
Appearance at a subsequent court hearing, and protection of public safety.
Del Ritchie says they understand risk assessment tools may be inherently biased, so they plan to work with independent evaluators, likely from a university, to ensure the program is as fair as possible. A T-shirt fundraising effort to support organizations helping the needy during the COVID-19 pandemic is continuing through the summer. KYW's Mark Abrams has the details.
Rachel Riley of the Valley Forge Visitors and Convention Board says the hashtag MontGoStrong t-shirt campaign was launched in April and expected to run through the end of June.
We already sold more than 500 shirts and raised more than $10,000 for the Montco PA COVID-19 Response Fund. And unfortunately, the situation remains ongoing and there are people and organizations that are still in need. So we wanted to keep that going with a new goal of selling more than 1,000 shirts and raising more than $20,000 for that fund.
Riley says the proceeds go to community safety organizations helping the homeless, low-income residents, those who are in need of food, senior citizens, and veterans. The Montgo Strong t-shirts are available online. You can find a link at our website, kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.